A Palestinian prisoner has been hospitalized after succumbing to weeks of torture in Israel's Russian compound detention center. The family of prisoner Mohammed Hussein Rabia spoke to Press TV while they were on their way to meet their lawyer. They explained that initially their son went missing, and it took over 1 week for the Israelis to inform them that he was being held in detention. Over the previous 40 days, they explained that he has undergone brutal torture, which has damaged his neck, back, and legs, and caused serious issues to his nervous system.
When he first went missing, we followed up with a lawyer and asked the Israeli prison service if they had captured him. They told us they had no one of that name. They remained elusive with the information. Finally, 7 days ago, they told us there would be a judgment at court. When we saw him, he was a shadow of his former self, exhausted, injured, and his health condition was very unstable.
His brother explained that the court extended his administrative detention, but the lawyer objected, stating that his condition was too bad. However, once he recovers, he will be sent directly back to interrogation. His friends explained that he spoke to him during the interrogation period.
When I was interrogated at the same center, he called me from another room. He explained in a desperate voice that he was in danger. He was badly injured and needed help. They had hit him on his back, neck, and shook him heavily.
In the previous 2 months, Israelis have expanded their military incursions in the West Bank, bringing the number of Palestinians being held in Israeli jails up from 5,000 to 7,000. The Palestinian Prisoners Affairs Committee is demanding that human rights organizations hold Israel accountable for the systematic torture of Palestinian prisoners, especially those being held in administrative detention without charge or trial. Neil Burton for Press TV, occupied Ramallah.